Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious and continuing series that is all about your helpers and money. And this is where we begin. Today we want to just take a moment to remind you that your helpers are always helping you. Now, we have been discussing with you on this topic the very interesting idea, and the very delicious idea, that your helpers are simply, quite literally, an extension of unconditional love manifesting through your mind into your awareness and into and because of the reality that you are creating. The helpers that you are connecting with and are connected with are specifically here to help you as you are going through this particular reality that you have created. The love that they bring to the table and that they offer you is, as we say, unconditional. But in practical terms, that doesn't mean very much, because to say that something is unconditional means to say that it's as plentiful as air. Well, there's a whole heck of a lot of that, although not necessarily an unlimited amount of it right at any given moment. But it's still a concept that is so far out that there's really no practical application to it. So when you're thinking about the fact that your helpers are here to help you and that they are always helping you, particularly when it comes to the topic of money, one very simple way to think about this is that it's as though you have a team of cheerleading individuals who are very much interested in you having all that you are wanting. So from the sidelines, because they're not out in the field in the action, but they're actually sitting on the sidelines where they have a better view and can see the fullness of what's going on from a vibrational perspective, what they are doing is they are literally reminding you again and again and again and again and again the truth of who you are, and quite specifically, because that again is another one of those phrases, the truth of who you are, that is like unconditional love. It's a wonderful thought. It's certainly one that we use a lot. But it doesn't have a lot of practical application, because the truth of who you are is that you are everything that is. Well, that's nice. But from your physical perspective, that doesn't really mean anything. Because from your physical perspective, you set up a construct that says, I am here through my body, and those things are over there that I can perceive with my eyes or hear with my ears or touch with my hands. These things are manifested, and these things are thoughts. So there's lots of different levels and degrees and placements of ideas coming at you and with you and around you in all manner of ways. So what we're suggesting here is that you pay attention to the fact that while your helpers are indeed always helping you, and they are unconditional love in manifested form, as an idea that is sitting there holding the thought for you of something very, very powerful, which is that you are always connected to the source of who you are. Now, without wanting to be terribly redundant, let us also say, the source of who you are is another one of those thoughts that is a really nice, lofty thought, but it is so expansive in nature that it doesn't have a lot of practical application. So let's take all of these lofty thoughts and let's bring them down to the ground, and let's look at it this way. There are things that you want. There are things that you don't want. You have powerful preferences. These preferences have been sculpted over time based upon the contrast that you have experienced, where you have made decisions about, I want this and I don't want that. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Your helpers are always helping you, and one of the ways in which they are helping you is to help you remember what you actually want. help you remember that this is what you want and not that, because it may come as a big surprise to you, although we don't think it will. But you make a lot of choices, particularly as it has to do with money, based upon what you think you're supposed to do, not what you want to do. Contrast arises to help you in every moment really refine and define many of those decisions, actually all of them. Sometimes you're really in the groove and you're really, really, really rocking and rolling all the way through your reality, and you really can feel that you're plugged in and tapped into who you really are, and it's very significant and very clear, and it feels really good. And so in those moments, contrast arises that says, hell yes, yes, this is working, this is rocking. Yes, this is good. And your helpers are right there saying, yes, 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 yes. And you can feel it. You can feel that the entire universe has your back. And then there are times when you are making decisions against yourself because of what you think you should do based on past training, habits that you've developed, etc. And contrast arises immediately and says, but are you sure that's what you want? Now, many of you have habits, some of them are not as well developed as they used to be, where you will stop and think, oh, wait, is that something I really want? Yes, it is. Oh, I really do want that, so I should try harder to get it, which is moving you further out of alignment. Your helpers are on the sidelines saying, hey, hey, there's all this really great stuff over here that you want. Hey, there's all this great stuff over here that you want. Now, many of you, although not quite so many as before, turned off your connection to your helpers long ago and said, I'm not really interested in listening to those voices because they're always trying to trick me. They're always trying to say that I can get the easy way out. They're always saying that everything can be really simple and really easy and really smooth, and that can't possibly be true. I have tons of evidence to show that it isn't. Well, of course you do, as you being who you are and the way thoughts work, you would, of course, indeed would have tremendous amounts of evidence that whatever you are asserting is correct. But regardless, they're still there, and they have never left you, and they have never tired of being there. They have constantly and consistently been present, saying to you, you have it, you have it, you have it, you have it, you have what you want, you have what you want, rah, 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 rah. So in those moments when you are making decisions for yourself and you're moving against yourself by making a decision about what you should do instead of what you want to do, what you should have instead of what you want to have, what you should think instead of what you want to think, what you should say instead of what you want to say, they're still there saying, are you sure? And contrast arises and says, are you sure? In other words, the entire universe is asking you, are you sure? And then you feel assailed because of your position, and you think, well, okay, I must be unclear about this, so I should be super clear. No, 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 no. If you feel as though what you are about does not, that it's not clicking, that it's not in alignment, that's because it's not in alignment. Your job has never been, although you have all tried to train yourself to do this, your job has never been to line up with other ideas, to make things happen, in other words. Your job has always been to allow things to happen, to let the ideas line up with you, to become cooperative in the expansion of your own experience, and to become cooperative more and more and more so into the having of all that you are wanting. That's certainly where you are right now. So when you notice that you are asserting something and you are saying, I will have it, I will have it, I will have it, and your helpers are saying, is that what you really want? And contrast is arising and asking you the question, are you sure that's what you really want? You really have two choices. One is you could say, yes, it is, and stand behind it powerfully and watch the universe shift around you. It's upstream. It's not something we would recommend, but if you're going to do it, stand behind it. Because all of you know what happens when you get wishy-washy about something and muddle into it. It feels actually a lot worse than just really trying to run your way uphill or upstream. But the other choice that you have, and this is the one that we would suggest above all others, is to always stop and pay attention to what feels better, which might mean taking a deep breath and checking in to see, does this thought feel better? Does this word feel better to say? Does this action feel better to do? What does feel better from here? When you notice any bit of resistance, it's always a good idea to stop and check in. Because resistance is there to show you, contrast is there to show you, hey, you're pushing against yourself, and your helpers are there helping you with this constantly. Now, they're not providing the contrast. They're not providing the reflection of what you're doing. That's you doing that within your own mind. What they're doing is they're saying, hey, there's this thing over here. Hey, 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 come over here. This is what feels better over here. And they're constantly there, and they're constantly reminding you, and they're constantly doing their job in this most wonderful and delicious way. They are always helping you. So today we invite you to pay attention to this. We invite you to just notice, are they actually doing this? Am I alone? Do I have my helpers helping me? Ask yourself these questions and notice what answers come to you in response. For something quite amazing is afoot here. And we would highly recommend indeed, that what you do is you pay attention and you let the truth of who you are rise up naturally through what you are experiencing by following the thoughts that feel better, the words that feel better, the actions that feel better. Because as you're doing this, you are connecting with who you are in alignment with who you are, and you're allowing yourself to have what you actually want. Your helpers are constantly reminding you of this. They're not nagging you. They're not cajoling you. They're not trying to convince you. They're simply showing you, this is what is possible. This is what you can have. And this is what is actually available to you right now, right here. Right now, today. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.